Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The DH, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Alan Trammell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Skeeter Barnes. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, David Wells. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gladden hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fryman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Gladden moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fielder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Fryman moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen throws to second for one, and Cora throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fryman scores. Trammell moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Barnes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barnes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cora strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kiler strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Phillips. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Philip steals second. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. 2 outs. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tettleton who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Barnes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Barnes. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Barnes steals second. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barnes moves to third. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grybek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grybek hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grybek moves to second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sachs. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sachs. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Fielder scores. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grybek juggles the ball. That's an error on Grybek. Trammell scores. Tettleton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Skeeter Barnes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora bunts towards first. Fielder fields the ball and throws to Wells covering. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Cora moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Terry Leach now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Gladden moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a line drive into left field. Sack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Sack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Kurt Knudsen now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkoviche strikes out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a line drive towards right. Tettleton chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Tettleton. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grebeck moves to second. Tim Raines pinch hits for Steve Sachs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Grebeck moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Bill Krueger now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Raines now playing left field. Don Paul now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-to-4, Tigers. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kreuter is 0-for-3 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Paul covering, for the out. One out. Skeeter Barnes is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 0-strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 0-strikes. Kiler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiler bunts towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 1-strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-balls and 2-strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 1-strike. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 1-strike. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Fryman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 1-strike. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burks takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1-strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Tettleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kruger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-balls and 1-strike. Fielder is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0-balls and 1-strike. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a line drive towards third. Grebeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-4 in the game. Kreuter hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing left field. Gary Thurman now playing right field. Mickey Tettleton now playing first base. Lou Whitaker now playing second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Freiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Mike Henman now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tettleton fields the ball and throws to Henman covering. Safe. Cora moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Freiman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.